like
I'll say this about the Oscars. It actually made me want to watch all those movies when before I didn't.
A lot of them were good. Some were like, I mean, like Revenant is just way too long. Like it is
long.
It's a great, it would be, it's an, there's an amazing 100-minute movie in there. Unfortunately, it's 2.5 hours long.
Yeah. It's way too long. Yeah. And he crawls like 300 miles.
He does get pretty fucked up by a bear, though.
I know.
That's a pretty crazy scene.
I know, but it could have said 18 weeks later.
They could have done like Indiana Jones. Instead of showing
every single second that he was crawling.
An Indiana Jones map sequence or something like that.
Yeah. And then like he gets lost and he goes in a couple loop-de-loops on accident, goes the wrong way, goes down a hill, up a hill. Fantastic.
So you get lost, you get an Oscar. That's all he had to do. Leonardo DiCaprio always had the answer. He always knew where he was going. He never won.
It was inside him all along.
Yeah, well, you know, he's had like 12 years to practice his acceptance speech, so.
I liked it. It was longer than
that, even. Yeah.
Yeah, what's eating Gilbert Grape was 95? 94?
Oh, my God. Maybe? It's more than 20 years.
And then you got
what dropped. Is eating him, by the way? Is it a monster?
No, it's like guilt. Because his mom's a great big fat person.
Is Gilbert Grape Johnny Depp?
Johnny Depp is Gilbert Grape, yes.
Leonardo DiCaprio is
his special brother.
I see.
He's a special snowflake.
Just like me.
different kind of special.
Oh.
Not like your mom thinks you're special. Like doctors say you're special.
I see.
That kind of special.
Like, Zara, Mr. Gump, Ms. Gump.
Exactly. But he's on vacation.
Are you guys ready to record this whole thing all over again?
I didn't care for it. I didn't buy it.
That seems pretty ridiculous.
I don't even want to think about the possibility of you having your dick out.
Yikes.
Is this the most important thing in the universe? What happened to it? I don't know.
I needed to suck in absolutely every moment of awesomeness.
Yeah. Welcome back to another fun-filled episode of the Geek Legacy Podcast. David here. Sorry for taking a couple weeks off. We all had to binge watch Fuller House, but now we're all better people for it. So get right into it, Justin, Amanda, Randy. How you guys doing today?
Woo, good.
Fabulous.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Oh.
Whoa. No, this is the new Geekly's Pod. No fucking swearing, asshole.
Oh. Fucking sorry, dude. I didn't get the fucking memo.
Man, you're making me cuss now. You guys
all. Do people still say cuss?
I don't know. Dave cussed in.
Like, don't you cuss at me, Jimmy Dean.
How would you say like, swear?
Swears?
Yeah.
I call them swears.
Oh, or cursing, like cussing, cursing.
Oh my god, that just reminded me. I was at this local bookstore this weekend, and they have these giant bins outside just full of books that are like a dollar or whatever. That's how much they don't care about whether you steal it or not. But there was this young adult like fantasy novel, I think, that was like sitting on top, and like the cover looked fun, so I looked on the back, and the pull quote that they had put on the back of the book was a horrible swear like came out of my mouth, and I was like, oh. What the fuck is this?
It's like Christmas Story.
That is awesome.
Like, this is what you put on the back of the book?
That was the best quote in the book.
Right?
Well, it's probably got to be the most provocative to get those young adult readers to read it. Like, ooh, this one.
Ooh, a swear.
There's a cuss word in here?
It was probably like, damn.
I'm bringing it back. I'm making
a cuss word that you don't even get to read.
Yeah.
I think it's great that we lasted all of 20 seconds before our first tangent, by the way.
Yay!
We have a list right in front of us.
We usually don't last that long.
Everything is magic.
Oh, speaking of this list, I know Justin watched the Oscars. He loves pomp and circumstance, right, Justin?
Yes, yes. I say skip the fanfare and pleasantries. Get straight to the awards. Especially since Joan Rivers is no longer with us. She was the person I ever watched on the red carpet.
Well, now you're not allowed to ask them what they're wearing. It's sexist.
Is it?
Yeah, I guess. The red carpet coverage, women said it was sexist for them to ask. And Chris Rock actually had a pretty funny joke about it. He's talking about sexism and racism. He's like, you know why we don't ask men what they're wearing? Because they all wear the goddamn same thing. George Clooney came in a green chiffon number. People can ask, hey, George, what you wearing? Chris Rock did. We're talking about the Oscars. Chris Rock did a pretty good job. He definitely didn't shy away from the Oscar so white controversy. Amanda, so did you watch it, Justin, or you just
no? I worked through the whole thing.
Damn it!
I missed it. Sorry.
You are that shit. Well, Amanda, Randy, you guys watched it, right?
Yes.
Oh yeah. As soon as he came out and he started doing his thing, I thought, oh my God, there's going to be a giant hook coming from off to the side. They're going to yank him. I was so surprised.
Yeah, like how much they let him say. Like, I couldn't believe it.
I was like, oh shit. Any second now, there's going to be like an error thing and like, sorry, we're off the air kind of thing.
He's like, is Hollywood did not racist? Hold back.
Hollywood racist? You're goddamn damn right Hollywood's racist. I'm like, whoa.
And just like the uncomfortable laughter in the crowd.
Oh, there was so much awkward laughter.
Oh man, it was just
great.
Until the Girl Scout cookies came out, then that kind of like smoothed things over. Yeah. I didn't know for sure that this was like all part of their master plan until like the pre-produced segments of shoving like Whoopi Goldberg in the middle of Martian and shit like that.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
So I'm mopping the floor behind Jennifer Lawrence. So it's a mop.
So once those came up, I was like, all right, well, they clearly know what they're doing, and they're committing to it.
Oh, and when they did the one with Angela Bassett, and you thought it was about...
Oh, Black History
Month? Yeah, when she thought she was talking about Will Smith.
Yeah.
That was pretty great, too. The whole time she was talking, I was like, is this a joke? She's talking like it's a joke, but they just keep showing Will Smith movies.
Yeah, Chris Rock made a lot of took a lot of shots at Will Smith, and most of them were enormous hits in my book. Like where they're talking about, like Will Smith at the Oscars is like me and Rihanna's panties. It's like I'm not there because I'm not invited. Oh my God, it's so great. And then he's like Will Smith boycotting the Oscars. Saying he's not getting recognized. It's like, bitch, you got paid $20 million for Wild Wild West. I can't remember the exact joke, but it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But yeah. I thought it was good.
He kind of
got a little, you know, once every segment became about it, it kind of got a little long in the tooth, but it was fun. I think they trotted out, with the exception of Halle Berry and I think Denzel Washington, I think they carted out like every African-American Academy Award winner. Like Lou Gossett Jr. came out of nowhere.
And even some people who were Academy Award winners, like Stacey Dash.
Like, yeah.
That was really awkward.
Yeah. Did you guys have any surprises? I'll start with you, Randy. Anything surprise you, winners, losers?
Honestly, I was surprised that Mad Max won as many awards as it did. I wasn't expecting it to. There was a point when it was just like practically sweeping, like one after another. That on top of Star Wars completely getting snubbed, which I'm okay with. You know what? It's the number three top grossing movie of all time. I think it could live without
all the awards for the third one, like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Probably. But,
It didn't. All the ones it was up for, the winners were pretty. They were all pretty good. But yeah, when Mad Max started sweeping all the technical awards, I'm like, I knew it wasn't going to get a picture, but I'm like, maybe George Miller gets the Academy Award for Best Director?
That was a pretty big show that he put together. When it's all said and done, I don't
even
know
how. For a 70-year-old man?
Yeah, that movie was intense. And it's probably one of the best action movies of this century.
It's pretty incredible. And, you know, to keep everything going. And, you know, obviously you hear all the nightmares on set. But, yeah, I agree. I think it would have been a great story if George Miller had won an Oscar, but you know he's already got two, so they figured, he doesn't need a third.
Fuck that guy. He's already been on stage.
Poor Inaruto, he's only got one, even though he's a pretentious douchebag.
Wait, didn't he win last year?
Yeah, he's got two. He had one and now he has one. He won back. So him and John Ford have the privilege of being, you know, having won back to back directing Oscars. But Chivo, he won his third in a row. The cinematographer beat out poor Roger Deakins, who...
Oh, that's your Revenant guy?
Now he has 13 nominations and still no wins.
What did he do?
He did Sicario this year, which is an amazing...
I mean, I love that movie. But, I mean, what do you think he did to piss the people off to vote?
I don't know. He does all the Coen Brother movies, and I have no idea. He's just like...
Maybe he's not unlucky.
Yeah, he just always goes against, I mean, like this year he went against, you know, Revenant, and Revenant had the whole thing where it was shot with natural light, and Hollywood loves to, like, pat themselves on the back, like, oh, look, and we're trying something new.
I've heard, like, almost nothing about Sicario.
Oh, and it's so good. And
people won't stop talking about The Revenant, so...
Sicario was way better than The Revenant.
Oh, it was intense.
Yeah.
It might have to do with just, you know, the word getting out there? I don't know.
That Roger Deakins is a real piece of shit.
Yeah,
that's smear the big takeaway.
I mean, does the Academy even have to prove that they've seen all the movies? You know, like
what the problem with the Academy is that so the way it works for like nominations, so like your branch nominates you. So for like cinematography, cinematographers vote on who gets nominated. But when it comes to voting for the actual Oscar, the entire Academy votes.
Right.
And so you know the largest portion of the voting Academy is actors and. Actors don't know a lot, and so you know.
Actors
a lot
probably
of, a lot...
also don't have that much time to go see movies.
Well, it's not, and they're
just
very
on the road a lot.
Go with the flow. Like, oh, everyone tells me Revenant's cool, so I got to vote for the cool movie.
Yeah.
So the actors, you know, statistically are heavily swayed by like campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because winning an Oscar is like a presidential race. You know, each studio kind of picks like their one or two movies that they can afford to promote because they have to send out thousands of screeners. They have to arrange special screenings in major markets. And so, for example, like Warner Brothers, they put all of their money behind Black Mass, which is the Johnny Depp movie about Whitey Bulger, which is not very good, but they thought that was going to be their big vehicle. But it turns out Mad Max and Creed should have been their big Oscar pushes. Fortunately, Mad Max was such a, you know, a wonderful tale that everyone saw, and it came out long ago in the summer, so everyone had seen it, so it was able to be recognized. But like Creed, you know, Michael B. Jordan should have been, I mean, he could have been easily nominated. Stallone should have won. Sadly, he didn't.
But it came out in, like, the holidays. Isn't that Oscar season?
It is, but I mean, it's...
Like November?
Warner Brothers didn't put any kind of push behind it for Academy voters because Academy voters get their screeners sent to them. You know, they can't go to the movies with normal folks. And so, you know, if they don't get a screener for it, you know, it's not something that, you know, sure, a lot of them may have gone and seen it, but everybody got a copy of The Revenant to watch. Everyone got a copy of you know, Spotlight. Everyone got a copy of, you know, The Big Short.
Mine was lost in the mail.
Yours came broken.
Yeah.
Well, what about you, man? Is there any big surprises for you?
Pretty much just Mad Max winning so much. I didn't even realize that it had been nominated for Best Picture. Like, I totally missed all of that. So, the fact that it won so much. Because, like, I just always considered it as, you know, a summer blockbuster. Like, a fun action movie. I had no idea that the Academy was actually taking it seriously.
Yeah,
so that was surprising to me. But, I mean, it's a good movie, so...
Yeah.
Yay!
It is what you call a technical feat.
Yeah.
Swept all the technical loss. It didn't win visual effects. That went to Ex Machina, but... You know, can't win them all, I guess. Yeah,
It won longest car chase ever.
I don't know that in...
The whole movie. It's a car chase.
Run for its money, but yeah.
What's a run for its money?
Ronin.
Oh, yeah, but that it takes a while for them to get the car.
That's true. Mad Max, they're kind of in the car at the beginning.
Yeah.
They get going quick.
Mm-hmm. When you think about what that movie is actually about, it's, like, really stupid. But it's so fun to watch.
I know, it's so good. I want to know more about those crow people. They're on, like, those stilts and
such.
Yeah, like in the marsh.
What's going on
there? Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Crazy town, banana pants. But it was nice. Spotlight won Best Picture. I think it was probably the best picture of last year. And I think that the preferential balloting that they used for Best Picture nominees, I think, helped it. Because Revenant was such a polarizing film. And I think Spotlight was always on everyone's, like, one or two. So
Michael Keaton's kind of on a roll.
He is. He was with Iñárritu last year. Now he's in this thing against him. So, He's kind of a thing. He's coming back.
I like saying Spotlight.
What?
Flashlight.
Have you seen Spotlight?
No, I don't even know what it is. I just know that Michael Keaton's in it. And so is Sabretooth.
It's about the Catholic priest touching kids scandal.
I thought I saw that movie with...
Sleepers? You're talking with Pitt and...
No, with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, no, this is better.
No, this is a true story.
Oh. Yeah, it's about the Boston Globe journalist who broke the controversy.
Who broke the story?
Deep Throat.
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo's in, and he was nominated for Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor, and he also lost, him and Stallone.
Woodward's...
Yeah, Mark Rylance from Bridge of Spies one.
So who's the priest?
There's a lot of them.
Who's the bad?
The stars are the journalists. So like Mark Ruffalo, Michael Keaton.
It's all about breaking the news.
Yeah.
I see. Hey, and your buddy Tucci's in it.
Yeah, he is. He gives an amazing performance.
He always does. He
always does. He's the best.
Hey, and Billy Crudup's in it too? Everybody's in this movie.
Yeah, I think it's a good example. That and like Hateful Eight is a good example. I think they need to ditch the best song award. I think they need to just eliminate.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb.
Yeah, and I think they need to add best ensemble. And I think it should be an award for the casting director. And I think it would really help the Oscars because they really want to give more Oscars to females. And most casting directors are women. Oh. And so I think that would be a great award. And, you know, it would really benefit someone like A Hateful Eight, which, although not an amazing Oscar-worthy film, you know, the cast is stellar and they do an amazing job.
I like that movie.
Hear, hear.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. You have to kick it open!
So, the Oscars. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I made my wife watch it. She hated it. No, aww. She didn't. No, she's she's always like, fast forward to the speeches. I'm like, that's the best part. We differ on that opinion. But what we don't differ on is Game of Thrones. We all love it, right?
Woo!
I only heard one
winter
woo.
Winter is coming.
Yeah. It's pretty good. I love it. I love it.
It doesn't suck.
I remember last season I slept through so many episodes.
Yeah. I want to put you at ease. I know you've been staying up at night. Sophie Turner, who plays Sansa, she talked on the red carpet to E, and she let us know that Sansa is going to be just okay this season, so we don't have to worry about her dying, I guess.
Oh okay. So, I thought when you said just okay, I was like, wow, she's being really hard on herself with her acting.
Yeah. So she was on it, and they asked her about like character deaths, and she's like, oh, I just read through, and I'm like, oh, so die. Okay, good. I make it this season. So. I don't know if that was kind of like a monumental slip up, since this is the first season where, you know, the last five seasons it wasn't.
No, that could have been the case for the last six seasons or last five seasons, but it doesn't necessarily have to be the case for this season.
Yeah. You think it was just a turn of phrase?
I think that she's going to be fine. I think she's one of the ones that makes it.
Dang it! But what if I had like a monster friend who hated Sansa? Not me, like another friend. He wanted her to die. What should I tell that poor guy? He's devastated.
Yeah. Say, drink Coke, play again.
He wants terrible things to happen to Sansa.
Yeah.
The fictional character Sansa. He doesn't want real people to go through
fictional
this.
Fictional characters. No, she's going to be fine.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Why you got it rain all over my parade?
I like the rain. Rand, I'm in Seattle.
Andy, you love Sansa. You want her to be okay, right?
Sure, why not?
Who do you want to die, Randy? You could kill anyone in Game of Thrones other than Theon. Who would you kill?
Theon is really who I would like to see die.
What do you mean other than Theon? Why can't we want Theon to die?
Because everyone's going to say Theon.
This is true.
I would say the girl, the queen.
Ramsay.
Which queen? Like Cersei?
The mother of dragons.
Oh,
Daenerys?
Daenerys?
Yeah. She's not going to die.
I know, I want her to. I want her to fall
wishful
off the dragon.
Thinking.
Yeah, she's all like never-ending story. Like, yeah!
Falcor! And then falls.
Atreyu! Say my name.
Well, who would you want to die, Amanda? Anyone. You can play Game of Thrones, God. You can be George R. R. Martin.
Ramsay Bolton. Fuck that guy.
Yeah. What did you say, Randy? I think we talked over you.
I didn't really give an answer.
Well, now's your chance.
Bran. Because he
knows.
No, but he's so cute.
Now they got a haircut.
He's a man now.
Yeah.
A little boy is a man.
That's a good choice.
Hodor needs a forklift to carry him around.
Yeah.
I sure hope nothing happens to Hodor, but I'm not optimistic.
Hodor.
I think he's going to die saving Bran. But then how will Bran get around?
He's gonna fly.
Didn't Hodor go off with Rickon and whatever?
No, Osha went off with Rickon. Hodor's carrying Bran. Remember, Bran
that's right,
walk.
I forgot.
In a little basket on his chest.
Right.
He's like Brodor, I think is Brain what they call him. Yeah, so other Game of Thrones stuff, we got a fun little featurette that I don't know if you've seen it yet, Randy, but you'll dig it. It's all about like the camera crew.
I watched it at work today.
Yeah, it's a fun, I like that they call their different units like the wolf unit and the dragon unit. So it was like this guy was on, he's like a camera operator, a dragon unit. I'm like, oh, that's pretty fucking cool. I wish I had a cool name like that.
That's so cool.
Yeah, but they showed a lot of, they didn't really show much in the way of footage, but if you looked hard, you could see a couple things. One of the things you could see was what looked like two kids kind of battling in Winterfell. And so it definitely looked like a flashback. And so there's been a lot of rumors this year that we're going to find out about Jon Snow's lineage.
Sweet.
And so people are theorizing that is a child Ned and a child Brendan Stark. Is that what his uncle's name was?
Yes.
The guy who looks like Timothy Dalton, but it's not Timothy Dalton.
Yes.
So yeah. And then we got to see a little bit of the mother of dragons and chains. So doesn't look like her Dothraki mates are going to be very pleased to see her.
Who's Uncle Benjen?
Benjen, that's his name.
Is that who you're talking about? Okay.
Yeah.
There's another brother that's...
Brendan died during the First War.
Yeah, because he was supposed to...
The War of the Mad King.
The Mad King killed him, yeah.
Yeah, he was supposed to marry Catelyn Stark.
He lit him on fire while his dad was in a... Mm-hmm. Some kind of... As his dad tried to get closer to him or something like that.
He strangled himself to death, yeah.
Dick move.
That's quite the contraption. It's like a game of Mousetrap.
Yeah. Hey, I played Mousetrap yesterday.
Did you really?
I did. But I have kids, so it's okay.
You know, I got the game Mousetrap during Amanda's very first Christmas.
Oh, I remember that.
Did you guys play it?
Oh, we couldn't figure out how to put it together.
Yeah.
If I recall correctly.
We didn't have parents. We were like...
You're like
our parents are busy trying to ignore us.
Yeah.
Oh, Christmas.
Yeah, right? Family time.
That means they drink and ignore you and you break all your toys.
Actually, our family didn't really drink, did they? Mm-mm. I don't ever remember now. There being alcohol around.
No. Just sparkling cider.
Well, isn't that something?
I bet Grandma didn't like it, that's why.
Maybe.
So, Justin, what do you think is the best part of X-Men Wolverine Origins? X-Men Origins.
Sabretooth?
Yeah. And what would you say if I said that Lee Shriver, who played Sabretooth, is in talks to come back on the Wolverine 3?
I would say that I am excited. A little bit of pee just came out.
So, Randy, does that mean you go from 6 to midnight?
What? Nah.
It's cool. Either way. Like a 10:30. You're not a fan of the cotton wearing?
Oh, I get it.
I mean, I appreciate that he's coming back. I think it'll close the Wolverine trilogy probably pretty nicely. But doesn't really tickle my particular pickle.
Oh.
Shit.
Well, then this topic has been a total misfire.
I like pickles, Dave.
Oh, yeah? Would you tickle Randy's pickle for a nickel?
Maybe not his, but Sabretooth's.
Oh.
His all bony and shit.
I wouldn't know what to do with it. I'd be scared.
You'd be like, that is... You are an in-shape individual.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I think
magnificent specimen.
His fingernails just got longer, right?
Yeah, he was strong.
That's all he did.
And he could run funny.
Yeah. And by funny, you mean on all fours.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Like someone trying to escape Justin's sex dojo.
Yeah, there's no escape. Hey, no windows in a round room. Shit.
Hog tied.
No windows and no doors.
Which offers you this chilling challenge to find
a way
out.
Of course.
Of course, there's always my way.
that scared me the first time I saw that.
Shit,
not gonna lie.
That's pretty cool, man. I love that place.
It's so goddamn expensive.
Yeah. And then those disabled people that slow down my Doom buggy. Yeah.
And we went in January, and it was still closed for fucking Christmas, taken down. Oh. So we didn't get to go on it. That's okay. It was bummer. Star Wars stuff. That was all that mattered. But you know what
they
is scary?
Just leave it. They should just leave it as Nightmare for Christmas all year round.
I agree.
Anyway, sorry.
I think they could do much better. So, Cloverfield, 10 Cloverfield Lane. Now, Justin is high on this film, and he's super excited that it comes out in, like, 8 days or 11 days. And you might be getting a third Cloverfield. What do you think of that, Justin?
I think it's great news. Well, we'll round out this trifecta with more monster action.
I don't know. The second one's not. So they're pretty being pretty ambivalent about the monster in the second one. So they've already said it's definitely not the original Cloverfield monster, and none of the original cast will appear in this film. The film was originally written as not a Cloverfield film. It was originally called The Cellar.
I know, but then they just insert monster here. Problem solved.
They totally Tokyo Drifted this thing.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel's going to show up.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Oh, is that what happened with Tokyo Drift?
That's exactly what happened. They said, hey, some dude's here. It says he knows Han. And then they're like, what? And then it cuts to Vin Diesel.
And you're like,
he showed up for 5 minutes on set. He's like in his car.
And he'll give him about $20 million.
And he made $20 million.
He's like, second easiest paycheck ever next to I Am Groot.
I watched the Witch Hunter movie.
Oh yeah, how was it?
It's fun. The one girl from
The Witcher,
Jon Snow's girlfriend,
Ygritte.
Yeah.
I like her.
Yeah, she's cute.
Does she get shot by a kid?
Huh?
No. She does in the.
Oh right, I forgot about that.
The Battle of the Hole.
Yeah. Seth Meyers, on his late night show, he did a funny sketch where it was like he brought Jon Snow to a dinner party. And all his friends were like telling these fun stories about like their family. And then he's like, I'm a bastard. I'm the warden of the north. I never knew my mother. My father, the woman who raised me hated me. And Seth has to keep taking him in the bathroom and saying, you're ruining this party. Don't tell these stories. And it was pretty funny. You should Google it. I'm not doing it justice. He also has one where he takes Melisandre to a baby shower, which is equally funny.
What?
She ends up setting guests on fire and hoping the baby is strong.
She's another one I wouldn't mind seeing die.
What?
While we're on the topic.
I don't like her.
As much as we all like the fiery redheads, I don't know.
She's a religious nut job.
Yeah. Shooting black smoke babies out of her. Who's its?
Yeah. And what's its galore?
Yeah.
Going back to baby, she was talking.
That was on the Seth Meyers thing. They were talking about babies. She's like, I once had a baby. It was a shadowy demon baby that burst forth from my womb and destroyed Renly Baratheon. But I'm sorry, Randy, you were saying.
I was going to dwell back on the Cloverfield thing, saying the direct quote that I read about the second one, 10 Cloverfield Lane, is it is quote unquote a blood relative of the first film.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting way to describe it. Which pretty much probably goes along with what you were saying. It's not the same monster, but a descendant of the monster. I mean,
maybe they live in a world where the monster procreated somehow, and now the world is just filled with those monsters.
Yeah, or maybe it was just the first to come, and now there are several.
Yeah, he saw this. Abrams said there is a monster in this movie. It's not the monster you expect, but there is a monster. The thing that I will say about anyone who is going into it expecting to literally see Cloverfield 2, those characters and that monster are not in this movie. But there are other characters and other monsters. It's a very different story, but it's
so
a spiritual
sneaky
successor to the movie. And then he goes on to say a bunch of other stuff.
It takes place at the residences of the Lofts at Soto Sopa.
Soto Sopa.
Did you see that episode yet?
Oh, yeah. Of
South Park?
South Park? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like the whole season.
The Cellars. Yeah. Soto Sopa. I don't know.
Or Cloverfield coming.
I'm excited.
Mm.
And it's not this the whole found footage either. It's just a regular movie.
Yeah. Good for them.
Yeah.
You know, this reeks of Kindergarten Cop 2 to me.
Oh yeah? Do tell. Yeah.
Well, in case anyone,
Cop 2.
Yeah, in case anyone hasn't heard yet or hasn't checked out the article written about it in wonderfulgeeklegacy.com, there's going to be a Kindergarten Cop 2 because, you know, 20 years later, the audience just demanded it. But are we going to get Schwarzenegger back? No. Guess who we're going to get?
Boogeyman.
If you had like a
Drago.
Yeah, Ivan Drago. That's exactly who we're getting. We're getting He-Man
right.
Himself. I heard Drago.
Oh.
I had to pull He-Man. But yeah. Dolph Lundgren. Can you guys believe that?
Yes.
I bet it's amazing.
I can't believe it.
Have you guys ever seen him in anything comedic? Because I don't think I have. David, you've worked with the guy before.
I saw Rocky IV. That's not a comedy?
Well, it's science fiction, but not necessarily a comedy.
I mean, Rocky ends the Cold War. There's like an ESPN 30 for 30 about it, where Rocky ends the Cold War with a fight.
Really?
Yeah. He says, I guess, in here, there were two guys killing each other, but I guess two is better than like 20 million or something like that. And they're like, hey, that's pretty profound, Rocky.
If I can change,
then you can change.
You can change.
Everybody can change. It's pretty good.
You know what I like about Rocky IV? It's like 80 minutes.
And it's like got 18 montages in those 80 minutes.
It's like an 80-minute like there's one point where it goes montage to montage to three consecutive montages, and it's just splendid.
It's amazing.
Frank Stallone at his best. At his best. Now, I know you're all...
When is Frank Stallone in 4?
He does some of the songs.
He does?
He does. I mean, he doesn't
He's in
do
Rocky 3, he sings.
Yeah, he and, sings in Rocky 4 as well.
And the first Rocky, he sings too.
I didn't know he sang in the first one.
He's one of the bums on the street going, do-do-do-do, take it back. If that sounds familiar to you, then I am proud of you.
The more you know... You need a little rainbow.
But yeah, when they're training Rocky III at the hotel, uh-huh. And everyone's there having a good time, it's Frank Stallone that's jiving and having a good old time.
Jiving. We need more Frank Stallone.
We do.
He did all the music for Staying Alive, the sequel to Saturday Night Fever.
Ooh, which wasn't as good.
No, was not close to as good.
It's okay.
You know, I spent a lot of time on my hair, and you hit me. It's like that was the best take.
The first one takes a really dark turn, though.
Well, the one guy commits suicide.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I thought this was a happy movie about dancing.
Yeah, nope,
not the case.
Hookers and blow and suicide.
Yeah.
And meat that don't taste. But anyways, Ready Player One. You guys excited?
Not at all.
What do you mean not at all?
I don't even read this book.
I sent it to you like 1,000 times.
I don't play the video game. I don't read the book.
There's no video game.
It's an MMO.
Video game.
It's amazing.
Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, Randy's looking forward to it.
You don't read no books.
I read like the first few chapters.
Hey, you read like the audio tape.
On cassette.
I read the first few chapters.
It's like I read the back of the book.
Yeah, pretty good.
It was pretty awesome. It was read by John Goodman.
There you go.
What?
Listen. Liar. Oh. Will Wheaton does the audiobook.
And you won't believe the swear that came out of his mouth.
A filthy swear.
Filthy swear.
Cussing up a storm.
A see you next Tuesday type of swear.
Ooh.
That's like your favorite word.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways, Ty Sheridan is going to be the protagonist in Ready Player One. He's also going to be Cyclops in X-Men Apocalypse later this year. So banner year for Mr. Ty Sheridan, landing two enormous franchises. So good on you, Ty Sheridan. Hope you all the best.
Yay.
And I hope it's great, even though Justin hates you.
What? I love you.
No, you sent letters.
What I got to get to put it in you?
Oh, wrong letter.
That's a song.
It is. Like, gotta let it don't know the words. I'm sorry.
Good
words. I'm just gonna
say with your papa. Never, never, never with your papa. What I got to get to put it in you?
There you go. I can rematch the peppers. R-rated Batman v Superman.
Oh, I like this. We were just talking about this. But no one will ever know. But what? There was this whole idea of how the success of Deadpool with an R rating and how that will have a direct impact on the superhero genre going forward. And we're already seeing the consequences and repercussions.
Yes, and I think I hope it's not a reactionary overcorrect by Warner Brothers that they're going to... I mean, it's clearly a cash grab that they can release a DVD or Blu-ray that's R-rated and people will buy it, but I don't know.
Man.
It doesn't excite me.
So, I remember we first talked about something like the opposite version of this, like when Deadpool, would there be a PG-13 on DVD?
Right.
Now this is the reverse. You show the PG in the theaters, and then you can still collect the aftermath when it's on home video.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I'm of the opinion that rating doesn't matter as much as telling a good story. And if you can't tell a good story, unless you have to have an R rating, then your movie should be R rated. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
But I understand it's a franchise that needs to make $1 billion or it's a failure. But
yeah, so that's another question, actually. So we have a ton of superhero movies coming out. Which one is going to be the first flop?
Which one will be the first?
Yeah.
Suicide Squad?
That's a really good bet. That's a great bet.
I think it's going to bank on the whole Guardians of the Galaxy goodwill. Like, hey, you like this other ragtag group of people? We made a crazy trailer for them and it turned out okay. Maybe you like the Suicide Squad movie?
I feel like Guardians of the Galaxy always looked good, though.
Yeah, their first trailer was so awesome. With just, like, the lineup. And John C. Reilly just going into each character. Just saying, these fucking guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we know that they're horrible and stupid, but we just got sold in 2 seconds. And, like, we had to go see this movie. I thought that was great. What about Doctor Strange? You think that's going to be any good?
I think that Marvel's such an established brand that I think that we'll get some form of setup for Doctor Strange in Captain America Civil War.
Uh-huh.
I think Doctor Strange will do like Thor, Captain America, First Avenger type numbers. I'm sure it'll like Ant-Man. Like it'll probably end up like worldwide, like, you know, like 600, 700 million. I don't think it'll be, I think that Civil War will be the monster hit. I think Civil War will gross over $1 billion. I think X-Men Apocalypse will end up right around like the $600 million range that seems to be the X-Men / Deadpool threshold. Batman v Superman, I think, will make like $1.2
billion. What about Gambit? That's October of this year, isn't it?
No, I just got to move back to 2017.
Oh, they're going to make it rated R.
Yeah, maybe.
Is Taylor Kitsch still going to play Gambit?
No.
I thought it was that other guy.
Yeah, it's
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum, yeah.
Or Tatum Channing. Oh. David Edmonds.
That would be good, too.
Yeah, so...
Tatum O'Neill.
Yeah, so, I mean, the six superhero movies this year, Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, Captain America, Civil War, X-Men Apocalypse, Suicide Squad, Doctor Strange, and then Deadpool, which came out last month. So. Of those, I think the most likely to flop, if any, would be Suicide Squad. I think more than likely all of these will do well, and... because this is really the first year we're going to start getting into superhero fatigue. You know, last year there were only...
Well, Fantastic Four ended up being dog shit. That didn't make any money.
That's true.
I forget about that one.
Yeah.
Never forget.
Don't worry about that little guy over there.
Oh, that little guy. Yeah. I think Thor Ragnarok has the potential to be the highest grossing Thor movie.
Yeah, you know,
The other two were kind of soft. I mean, they made money, but not in the grand scheme of things. And, if it's going to be my version of the movie, based on the trailer that I described a couple weeks ago, it's probably going to be the greatest movie ever made.
I can't hear the word Ragnarok without wanting to laugh, because John Hodgman had a special called Ragnarok.
It's always a comedy
special. So it just sounds funny to me. It sounds like a funny thing.
Yeah. Isn't it mean like the end of the world kind of thing?
Yeah, it's, yeah, it's the
Viking. Yeah, the Viking apocalypse.
Oh, Judgment Day.
Shit's gonna get real. Dun 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 dun. Thor's gonna lose his hammer.
Oh no. Meow, meow, meow.
Mjolnir?
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow.
Mjolnir?
Why is there a J in there? That's weird.
Yeah, it goes like 8 letters before the first vowel.
It's like a cab driver there. Yeah. What about Wonder Woman? You think that's going to do good?
I think that Wonder Woman will make $1 trillion.
Yeah?
No, I don't know. We'll have to wait to see some footage, but I have more faith in Wonder Woman than I have in Suicide Squad and anything.
What about Flash?
Attached to.
What? Flash doesn't have the kid from
Grant Gustin.
The Flash. It's got some other guy. So.
Yeah, it has Ezra Miller.
Yeah.
Significantly better actor than Grant Gustin.
Grant Gustin can sing.
Can he?
Yeah, he was a warbler.
Was he?
Yes. He was the one that spit eye, he spit ice in the one kid's eye and he had to wear a patch.
I stopped watching. The only warbler I know is Blaine or Blake or...
Yeah, Blaine. Yeah, he spit ice into Blaine's eye.
What a dick. And yeah. He became the Flash?
It was black ice.
That's all you have to do to become the Flash. Is... Yeah.
That's how you get superpowers, didn't you know?
Yeah, I heard it was Blaine that did all the spitting. Oh!
That's all right. And then there's the Inhumans movie, too? Terrible. When does that come out?
It's slated for 2019.
And what is an Inhuman?
Inhumans is another group. Think Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't think Inhumans is another cast, like another superhero group.
Oh.
It doesn't really have anyone.
Are they not mutants?
They are not mutants. They're Inhumans.
But I mean, that's just code for mutants, right?
I think so, yeah. And then we have The Defenders, which will be a Netflix series. So it'll be Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist.
Sweet.
But that'll be on the small screen.
Iron Fist? Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, they just cast Iron Fist the other day, and I wish I remember off the top of my head who it was. But we now know who all four Defenders will be. No Hulk, though. Mm. Hulk and Doctor Strange are usually mainstays of the Defenders, but they're busy in the big screen. They don't fuck around with the little screen. It's beneath them. Mm. Fucking Stephen Strange. Can't use his hands, you see? He's a neurosurgeon.
Mm. Huh?
That's Doctor Strange's gimmick. He's like a neurosurgeon who loses the ability to use his arms, and so he has to go on like a spiritual quest, and then
to get his arms back.
I guess, and then he gets imbued with the mysticism and the magic.
The mysticism, the magic.
It's like all the flying, the magic.
And there's a Captain Marvel movie too. Carol Danvers.
Yeah, Captain Marvel comes out in 2017.
Oh, wow, that's soon. They haven't even cast it yet, I don't think.
Oh, we're going to need to get on that shit.
Jesus. All right. I'm sorry.
Captain Marvel's 18.
Oh.
Yes. I apologize.
That's okay.
Yeah, so 2017 is going to give us Gambit, Doctor Strange, Wolverine 3, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Fantastic Four 2. They're not going to do that.
And a Spider-Man movie.
Wonder Woman and Thor Ragnarok.
No Spider-Man?
No, Spider-Man is the next year.
Oh.
2018.
Oh.
Which will also see Avengers, Infinity War 1, Captain Marvel, a possible continuation of the X-Men franchise, The Flash, Lego Batman, the first Justice League, and Black Panther.
What about Aquaman?
2019. Aquaman, Inhuman, Shazam.
Oh, God, Avengers, so far Infinity away.
Justice League 2, Cyborg, and the Green Lantern.
Why do they even bother putting out that image of Jason Momoa if it's not going to come out?
He's going to be. Batman v Superman.
Oh, he is.
Yeah,
he'll be in the Justice League movies too.
Okay, I think Batman v Superman is not going to be very good.
I think everyone's going to make an appearance at some point in the movie.
Yeah, and I think Batman v Superman will be amazing when Batfleck is on the screen.
Oh, yeah. His own Batman movie isn't even mentioned in that list that you just said.
No, 2019 was the year they were originally talking about it. But
and he's going to direct it, too?
That's the rumor. Is that the rumor is that they got him to come on board to play Batman under the pretense that if Batman was successful, that he could direct a standalone Batman movie. And watch the taste of the Daredevil film.
It would probably be pretty good.
Yeah, I'm excited for Affleck as Batman.
What would make it R though? The Batman v Superman.
Yeah, it'll be more violent.
All the cussing and the swears.
Yeah,
the dirty the swears.
And nudity.
Nudity. Now we're talking.
It's gonna be 15 minutes longer. All Lex Luthor.
Oh, the Luthor cut.
Yeah, the Luthor.
Where he's cut from the film. That'd be great.
He is the Jar Jar Binks of the DC cinematic universe.
Yeah, he's terrible.
I hope he is better than he has been portrayed.
It's probably worse.
Yeah. They just released a bunch of new TV spots for Batman v Superman, and almost every one of them ends with Superman throwing the punch and Batman, like, the shot where Batman blocks it and just, like, holds it, and Superman's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they should have showed that right away, because everyone's like, there's no fucking way Batman can survive against Superman.
Yeah.
Superman trying to beat Batman, anyway.
Yeah, tell Zack Snyder to get his shit together.
Yeah. Read a comic every once in a while, Zack.
Just stop making movies. Either one. Hey, it's cool. Be the,
oh,
I'm
like, I like the one with the girls that are in the mental hospital.
You do not like Sucker Punch.
That's a good one. It's so good, I forgot the title.
That movie is... Oh, my God. Oh, the lead actress, Emily Browning, says 101 words in that whole film.
I like that. She's in Lemony Snicket's movie.
Yes. She's also in a movie... There's another movie she's in where she's, like, way naked the whole movie, but I can't remember the title. What? Quick, to the Google machine.
Yeah!
Shit, my brain just stopped working.
Yeah. It just stopped working?
Just stopped. Like, it was working, like, a minute ago. And then I thought of Emily Browning naked. And
was
I was like,
it?
Whoa.
She's pretty.
Yeah, was it?
Was it working pretty, a minute
pretty.
Ago?
I don't know what it could be. God Help the Girl.
Sleeping Beauty. Sleeping Beauty.
She's naked.
It's Sleeping Beauty. Beauty.
Is it like...
Sleeping Beauty?
It's like a naughty Sleeping Beauty.
Oh.
Oh.
5.3, Dave. I don't know.
Yeah, I
was like,
it
would be
Disney
zero
didn't make that movie.
It's a drama, comma, romance.
It is, yes. It's like from, like, it's not even from America. It's like Yugoslavia or something like that. It's not even a country anymore, but it's from there. Mm. So yeah. Put it in your Netflix queues, guys.
It's there. I'm all over it.
Yeah. If the tiny amount of clothing she was wearing in Sucker Punch was just too much for you.
I like it how the writer is also the director, and it's terrible. That means it's nobody's fault but theirs.
It's a girl. She probably did, like, she probably shot it, edited it, did craft services for it.
Oh, that's like...
She looked very happy in her IMDb
that's
picture.
Like Rodriguez. Robert Rodriguez does all that stuff, too.
Yeah, that's why none of his movies are any good.
What? Desperado's amazing.
Yeah, Desperado, 1996, yeah. Okay, I take it back. Desperado was great. So he hasn't made a good movie. Sin City was his last good movie.
Oh, man! Special shout-out to Mr. Andrew Kendall, because he just...
Wait, what?
He gave me... His name is Andrew Kendall. He gave me
Ken Doll.
He's like Barbie's boyfriend. Mm-hmm. No. He gave me a steel case Blu-ray of Sin City, and it's got Miss Jessica Alba in her little cowgirl outfit dancing on it.
Ooh, ooh la la!
She's got the six guns of sexy on the front there. Whew! Fine young woman.
Uptown all the way.
Uptown all the way.
2005, Sin City would be Mr. Rodriguez's last good film.
That was pretty good. I remember I was watching that while you guys were waiting in line to get your Star Wars Episode III toys at the Toys R Us.
You chose poorly.
No way, dude. I got everything that you guys got the next morning at Target before I went into work. It was easy peasy.
Yeah, but we got the experience of waiting in line with rabid fans and just muscling your way to the front and beating people up for toys. It was amazing.
Bunch of nerds, I tell you what. Anywho, what's next?
You guys watched Walking Dead?
Yeah, that was good.
I did.
All right. You guys go ahead and talk. I'll shut up for a minute.
That was
good. I watched the Oscars. That was what I watched.
So I like that Jesus character. Am I supposed to like him? He's a good guy, right? He's not going to fuck me over in the end.
I didn't like him at first, but I think they're trying to make us like him, and I still don't like him. I don't like Jesus.
Okay.
The character.
I know what you mean.
Huh.
Well, I guess that any way you look at it, it's all a character. But
taking a stance.
Dropping some knowledge. But in terms of The Walking Dead, yeah, we are getting into Negan territory.
Yes.
A lot of blood in this episode. Seeing our heroes not taking any shit. Killing what's his name's brother when he was
coming. Johnny Dirtbag number two.
Yeah, just credits. Like fucking bleeding him out through his neck hole. It was great.
Yeah, Corey was telling me that was in the comic too, where blood just pours all over him.
Really?
Yeah, and then he gets up and he's like, what? Yeah. Everyone's just looking at him like, what the fuck's your problem, pal?
His whole face, like from the nose down, is just all blood. I mean, if he was missing a little bit of skin, he could have totally looked like a walker right there, too.
He plays a good dirty guy.
Well, I think what that symbolized is it kind of showed him being a little bit perhaps less human than the others in that civilization, in that little community, rather.
He's seasoned.
He's kind of halfway in between man and beast right now. So, but yeah, it looks like they're off to form a war party to go lynch Negan. So that should be interesting. Who has upwards of 40 men they're talking about, which doesn't sound that bad considering what they've dealt with in the past. But you know, there's got to be significantly more problems than that to deal with.
Oh, and they already blew away like 6 of them with a rocket launcher.
Yeah, with a fucking rocket launcher. What's the guy that runs the town? Do you remember his name? That piece of shit.
No, but I know that he was the one that got stabbed, and he was also the stepdad in Terminator 2.
Yeah, I don't like him at all. They should have let him die. I mean, not from like a, I don't like him as an actor point of view. I don't like the character. I think they should have let him die. I think fucking Rick should have just taken over the town.
Yeah, that would have been pretty good.
Yeah, let him sit there, bleed out.
Yeah, I forget his name.
That's that. But anyway.
Yeah, it was a good episode.
Yeah. It's more interesting because stuff is actually happening. There's movement. There's travel. You're not stuck in one location for the entire time.
Gregory was his name.
Ah, there you go. A lot of deaths, a lot of action, and you know it's leading up towards something. I mean, my biggest complaint with The Walking Dead in general is when it feels stagnant, when we feel like we're either trapped in one location for too long or it feels like it's really taken a long time to build up to the next big story point. Here, I feel that we are firing on all cylinders. We've got the whole side story with the pregnancy going on, and which makes it even more sad because I'm pretty sure they are going to be killing off Glenn pretty soon. And have
for realsies this time?
For realsies this time. For really reals.
Someone's been on Wikipedia.
Well, no. I mean, you guys have not been shy about talking about that it happens in the books. So spoiler alert to anybody that may be listening to this. Yeah, but I mean, they've deviated, obviously, from the books before. So just because he dies in the comic book doesn't mean he will on the show.
That's right.
And they've seen the fan outcry when he was supposedly died at the dumpster back in October. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what it ultimately comes down to. But I like the direction that it's heading, and it's definitely keeping me glued to my TV every Sunday.
When do you think they'll bring Negan in?
I think within the next episode or two, because like as of right now, they're getting ready to head off to go find this Negan's camp and start fucking some shit up. They're going to do a number 6 on the place.
You don't think they'll save Negan for the finale?
I don't know, because aren't we already midway through the season? Like when we came back, it was from a mid-season finale. So yeah. We probably don't have too many more episodes to go. I haven't looked it up, so I don't know exactly how deep we are into it. But I think like some kind of big conflict or climax would be saved for the end for the last episode. But I think because we haven't seen him on camera yet, we don't know who this guy is. We don't know, who he's got with him, what kind of numbers, what kind of ammunition they've got. We don't know anything about him other than he's this big bad that's going around.